Another Kentuckian who has been enjoying positive attention for her work is Tom Eblen's guest for this latest installment in his series of interviews with Kentucky writers.
When Kentuckian Lisa Cross Smith published her first novel, Whiskey and Ribbon, 2 years ago, one reviewer described her as a consummate storyteller. That debut novel made Oprah Magazine's list of best books of the summer. Cross Smith followed that book in 2020 with a second short story collection, So We Can Glow, that NPR named as one of the year's most notable books. Now she has a second novel out, This Close to OK. Like her first novel, this one is set in Louisville, where she lives with her husband Lauren and their two children. Smith's books are page-turners about everyday people, their strengths, their weaknesses, their relationships, and how they lean on each other to navigate the storms of life. Her characters are realistic and memorable, and the scenes she puts them in are so vivid you feel like you're there. Lisa Cross Smith is a prolific young Kentucky writer you will be hearing a lot more about in the future, and I'm pleased to have her with us today on Eastern Standard to talk about her work. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for your kind words.
Oh, well, it's a really terrific novel. I really enjoyed it. Well, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I always put that I'm a homemaker on there first. I did that at the beginning, especially when I was first just submitting and trying to get my first book out. But I still say that first because, you know, that's the job I'm doing 24 hours a day. I have teenagers here in their home now, of course, instead of being in actual school because we're still doing online. But yeah, a homemaker and a writer and a member of the Jane Austen Society of North America. That's how I describe myself.
Okay. Well, without giving away any big secrets, tell us some about this book, This Close to OK.
Yeah, so at the very beginning of this book, my character Tally Clark is on her way home from the gym, on her way home from work, and she sees a man standing on the edge of a bridge, perched as if he's going to jump. And so she jumps out of the car and stops him, convinces him not to take his life and just to spend some time with her just so she can distract him, really. So they end up going for a cup of coffee, and they spend the entire Halloween weekend together. She invites him back to her house. And through the course of the events of the book, they are both learning the secrets about each other, and also that the man on the bridge is not the only one who needs healing. Tally has a lot of work to do, too. The big thing that she's holding back is that she is a therapist for her profession. She doesn't tell him that in case he has an aversion to talk therapy, so she does keep that big secret from him.
Well, what do you think makes a good fiction story?
Oh, wow. Well, I do love secrets. I love secrets in my fiction. I love characters that you just want to hold on to. I just love characters that you get to know intimately, that are spending intimate time together, getting to know one another. I really love coziness and comfort and lots of conversation over warm drinks or I just love that aspect of writing and reading. I want to immediately feel immersed, and I don't want to have to put the book down. I want to stay there in that world.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have such strong characters in the book and also such realistic dialogue. How do you put that together as a writer?
Thank you. That is a very high compliment. I work really hard at it. I do, you know, when they talk about easy, you know, easy reading is hard writing, but I work really hard. I mean, I keep constant notebooks for my book. I'll write down bits of dialogue. I'll read it aloud a lot. I always listen to my books aloud. I listen to my phone read them back to me over and over again. If anything sounds a little off or weird, you know, I just go back in and revise. But I do love writing dialogue. I like it to be realistic, but also I like it to be a little lifted. I like writing that sounds like writing. I like things that are a little lifted and special and maybe people having conversations that maybe people don't always have so easily, but I force my characters to have them because that's what makes it exciting.
Mm-hmm. When you're looking at a book, what do you hope readers take away from it?
With this book specifically, I love talking about the magic of everyday moments. I love talking about that in all my books, but especially in this book, the connection that happens so quickly between these two strangers who end up having a really magical, life-changing weekend. Tally's kindness in stopping and caring for another human, even though she's busy and the world gets really loud and noisy and busy, but to notice someone hurting. I think it's really important for us as humans, of course, and not just in today's world, but all the time, but especially for readers who are looking to escape, are looking to feel a bit of softness in this hard world. I do hope that they take away some comfort, some coziness, some light and faith and hope in a dark, dark world from this book.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's so many writers out there today. What do you think makes you different than many other writers?
You know, I am very proud to be a Black woman who's writing fiction that's not always centered on race. A lot of times Black people are, Black artists, Black writers are put into a category where people are expecting them to only write about race as if we don't have other things going on. And so, especially growing up, I always wanted to see books just about Black girls like me, not necessarily dealing with slavery or dealing with civil rights in the Deep South, but just the Black girl who loved unicorns or dragons and things like that. So I decided to write books about Black women and Black people just going about their ordinary lives, not always focused on race. I feel like that makes me unique. There are writers doing that. I love to be one of them. I'm also a Christian. I'm a believer, and I'm writing books that have Christian characters, but they're also not preachy, and they're also not focused on just one thing, just really regular people, especially in Kentucky, when a lot of people like to think of stereotypical things when it comes to Kentucky are only one kind of Kentuckian, but I'm really proud to be a Kentuckian writing about everyday people. So I am proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and your books are set in Louisville, which I guess you grew up in Louisville as well as living there now?
Yes, born and raised.
Mm-hmm. So what is it you think that a lot of readers don't understand about this part of the country?
Yeah, I just think they just don't know. I remember talking to someone a while back about another book of mine and then being like, oh, I never really thought about Black people living in Kentucky. Yeah. And it's like, they just don't think about it. They just think of one thing. I don't know, really, you know, even when I travel abroad, you know, it's just like Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's the only thing, you know, that's the only thing they think of when they think of Kentucky. But of course I would excuse them because this is when I was in Paris or this is when I'm in Amsterdam. But here in the United States, it's really wild how many people, they just don't think of people. They only think of horses in the country. They don't think about our cities. They're not thinking about the art, really, or the wide range of people we have living here, the diversity that actually does exist here. And so I think that they just, either they don't think about it at all, or they'll just think about chicken or basketball, yeah. Which is great. I love those things. But there's a whole lot more, too.
Well, and the characters in this novel are really into fine art. And, you know, you have a lot of references to the Speed Museum in the book. So, I mean, I guess that's another example of things that many people don't really think of often as Kentucky as fine mm-hmm. art. Mm-hmm. Well, as a mother of two teenagers, when do you find time to write?
I have much more time now than I did when they were little. So,
well, that's true.
So it's really relative. Now I feel like a queen. I feel like I have so much time, even if I just have a couple hours during the day. When they were little, it was a lot harder. I'd have to bribe them with lots of PBS Kids and Goldfish crackers for sure.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. This has been Lisa Cross-Smith, who has a new novel out called This Close to OK. She's a writer in Louisville. Great to have you with us today.
Thank you.
Tom Eblin interviews on Eastern Standard are provided in partnership with the Carnegie Center for Literacy and Learning.